I'm walking to the shop. And if you could see me walk, you would think I'd probably been hit by a bus or was just getting over a terrible bout of dysentery or I'd have some kind of operation in my pelvic area. I'm feeling like my knees are about to give in, and my muscles have been somewhat overworked, shall we say. And this is down to the fact I've taken up running. It's the only thing I can put it down to. It just so happened to coincide with a few days off after a particularly hectic week. And in those days off, he says with imaginary air quotes, I've been chopping wood, I've been sawing tree limbs, I've been chopping more wood, and just basically doing some gardening stuff. Got a okay-sized garden, which requires constant maintenance. So I kind of break myself over it over a few weeks of the year, and then actually get someone to come in and do these epic hedges, because it's the investment in all the equipment needed to do epic hedges. It's cheaper to get someone else to do it. But this sudden urge to dig out a very, very fine pair of running shorts, which I did purchase from a Bostonian running short clothing manufacturer. I can't remember what they're called, but these things were beautiful when they arrived in tissue paper with a lovely running vest, which I've actually stopped wearing because running vests and hairy shoulders shouldn't really be a thing. So yeah, it's day two, donning a t-shirt, clicking start on the stopwatch of my little Garmin Vivo Fit, and even strapping on a heart rate monitor, which is fascinating to see my heart beat at 176 plus, and at some points, and it actually stay inside my chest. But yeah, some crazy muscles doing some crazy reminding of the fact that they are there and that I am using them right now. And somebody said you should kind of, when you start out, just do a day on, a day off. And I was advised to do kind of 90 seconds of running, 60 seconds of walking. 90 seconds of running, 60 seconds of walking, until you get yourself kind of out of the pit of unfitness and at least able to do a little bit more than that. And I decided to go 2 minutes of running, 1 minute of kind of walking, and I've managed to do, I don't know, about 2 miles in 20 minutes. I thought I'd keep it at 20 minutes stint, so 2 miles on the first day, 2 miles on the second day, just doing that, alternating 2 minutes running, 1 minute walking, and actually not too bad, apart from the litres of sweat and the feeling like I've had a workout when I get back. I did a little bit further and a little bit faster today, despite waking up really stiff and thinking, oh man, should I? Yes, let's do it. But I don't remember feeling this bad last night. Kind of seized up as I was reading the kids' bedtime stories. So I'll probably take a day off tomorrow. I've got some work calls and things to do. I'll still get my steps in. I'm walking to the shop now for two reasons. One of them is to get my steps in. The other is to grab a beer. To help anaesthetise. Is it anaesthetise? No, but just give me a bit of painkiller effect before bed. So yeah, I commented on Twitter about how many times do I have to do this before I get confused with an actual runner. And a couple of people said, just run and you're a runner. And then somebody who sounds like a runner said, when it starts feeling weird that you're not doing it, when you feel like you should be doing it, that's when you're a runner, and definitely not hit that stage. Feels like I should be doing anything other than running right now. But I'm looking forward to getting back to a kind of level of fitness that I used to have, 15 years ago? I actually can tell you exactly when I was peak fitness, and it was 1999, 2000, having been working in the mountains for a period of time and literally having to run uphill, the steepest of hills. And I remember when I got back to civilization, I didn't feel like I could walk or should walk anywhere, and I would just break into random jogs. So yeah, it's going to take a bit of work to get me anywhere near that kind of level, but who knows? Stranger things have happened. Approaching the shop now, and going to undo all of the good I've done with a beer of some description. If you got any tips, I've travelled without any electronics other than the heart rate monitor and my wristband, because they're kind of designed to be worn. Bit reluctant to stick a phone in my running bottoms and try and wrestle with some kind of headphones, because my overhead headphones would be too heavy, and a leaded pair of headphones seems a bit of a weird thing to be running with. I might be wrong. Maybe having some music assisting me on my way is going to really push me on and help me. Either way, day two, and I'm feeling it.